How about some cooler weather, Jeffrey? Can you give that to us?
I can certainly try, Rose. How are you, by the way?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And yeah, I know you don't have a lot of time, but it's been oppressively hot here. And we were just talking about how normally the later part of July is when we get hit with the big heat. We had heat this time of year last year, but it didn't last as long. It was like a week, and then we had some relief. It seems like we don't have much relief in sight. Am I right?
We really don't. I mean, we have some, but not long-lasting relief.
Right.
And that's more or less what needs to happen is long-lived relief. Looking at just today alone, we're going to be in the 90s, and even tomorrow, too, despite the fact that we are looking at some impacts from Tropical Rainstorm Beryl, mainly late this afternoon into tonight, and even parts of early tomorrow before it completely ends, giving us sun and clouds. Now, one thing to consider is, yeah, the temp is in the low 90s, 92 to 90 specifically, but it's the humidity that we need to talk about, because the AccuWeather Real Feels are at 101 today and still in the mid-90s tomorrow, which mid-90s, yeah, it's better, but mid-90s versus 100, I don't know about you, but it's still unbearable.
It is.
Yeah, so the rain that we're getting from Beryl isn't going to bring us any relief. If anything, it's going to create kind of like a steam bath.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it, because as soon as it lands and, you know, evaporates, it goes right back into the atmosphere. So in a sense, you know, the humidity just gets enhanced again. You know, you'll see a, you know, brief moment of relief when the rain is actively falling, but once it's evaporative, then it's right back in the atmosphere and into the, you know, air again. So,
yeah, so no relief in sight. So when you said we do get some short-lived relief, when is that happening?
The rain is expected to arrive a little bit later, so we're kind of looking at right now where it's parked, if I can pull up my radar here. It's kind of parked right now over Indiana. There's some steady rain in the northern part of the state into Michigan, more lighter rain there. But as you look at the Great Lakes region, there's quite a bit of heavy rain in southern Canada, too. This is all going to be shifting with time to the kind of east-northeast, and we're going to be tracking it into the evening and overnight time frame. So not during the day. During the day, we're pretty much calling for dry conditions until the late afternoon, and then we start to see some spotty thunderstorms arrive. Then they become much more widespread, organized, and there could even be some severe weather out of it as well, damaging winds and tornadoes possible. So you want to be weather aware and have a way to get weather alerts as well.
Jeff, one of the things we talked about the last time you were on the air with us was the fact that we were looking at possibly a +3 you know, for the month of July, I believe that we were talking about. I mean, is there any change in that, or I mean, with you know, the average temperatures? Because this does seem to be so unusual. I always think of you know, the fact that in the early part of June or July, you know, we get, you know, some hot days in a row, and then it kind of goes back to a little bit more normal. You know, and I'm always expecting the hottest part of the year to be right around the end of July. I mean, is there any further changes in how we're looking at these things?
Well, if I take a look at the extended range, you know, we're going to be seeing a general trend of mid to upper 80s and low 90s with a few outliers sprinkled in where we get into the mid-90s, and namely the mid-90s is going to be Sunday through Tuesday. And by the way, I'm looking 14 days out here, you're really looking into the long range. We just did post at AccuWeather the latest updates for July 2024. And across much of the Northeast, we're going to be sitting in that 2 to 3 degrees above the normal for July still. If you go more into the northern part of the state and into North Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, they're actually trending 3 to 4 degrees above normal. So, and by the way, the entire country, there's not a single spot that's going to be below average this month. The entire month has everybody either a degree or more above average. Now, the western part of the country, I don't even really want to talk about it, but they've been in the heat wave for, I can't remember. I think I saw one place that has a stretch of 10 days in 100-degree weather.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just, it really is an abnormal year, and this will affect, you know, the climate averages. So we are going to see that potentially go up with time if we keep this, you know, trend for the next 5 to 10 years.
I mean, that's exactly what I was thinking about. I mean, does this kind of indicate that we are going to be looking at this on a regular basis, this type of temperatures?
Well, I can't say for certain in terms of the exactness, but if the trend continues, our average, which right now for this time of year is 83, perhaps 5 years from now, the average will be 85 or something. You know, we're not going to see drastic jumps in these numbers, right? We're only going to see, you know, every 5 to 10 years, maybe a degree or two. So it's not a immediate thing, but you know, it is going to be gradual over a long period of time. That's the definition of climate. One thing I wanted to bring up, too, was what we're looking at for August. We had the numbers posted here somewhere. I'm trying to find the map right now. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, August 2 is looking above average as well.
But Jeff,
I hear you.
Yeah, right. The one thing that to me, like, for instance, if you had a string, let's say the average temperature was like 82 or 83, I think you said, if you had a string of days where everybody was up at 82 or 83 degrees, we wouldn't be changing much on the average. But what does seem to be a little bit different these days is the fact that we have higher temperatures over an extended period of time. You know, that seems to be like we just don't get the breaks that we used to get. Is that a little bit more?
Yeah, and I mean, it's evident even this month so far. Granted, we started out okay with temperatures generally even below average and then right around in the upper 70s to low to mid 80s. But the last few days in July have been in the 90s. And, you know, if I take a look back at a couple other months here, you know, we've just been seeing the trends of stretches of days above normal. And by the way, I want to say this, currently at the 10th of July, we're at 5.7 degrees above the normal.
Wow.
So could, and what that means, based on our long range, you know, forecast, that we will have a stretch of time where we either are at average or even below. So there is good news in that sense. If we interpret the map for what it is, we could see the stretches of temperatures back to average. At least that's, you know, what our long-range team is, you know, keeping an eye on.
I have a question for you, if I may. Jeff, what does this indicate for the winter that's on the way?
Well, so the long range, that would be, you know, like seasonal, we are transitioning back to a La Nina, which typically is colder and drier. Mm. So, you know, that, I guess, do you want me to say that's a good thing, or do you want me to say that's a bad thing?
Because it depends on how you
like
look
the cold
at it.
Just as much as I don't like the heat.
Yeah.
Right. I'm with you.
Yeah. But, I mean,
there's so many people out there, you ask them, you take a poll, and you say, would you rather be in 100-degree heat for a stretch of days, or be in minus, you know, or even, you know, close to zero for a stretch of days? And I think I may be kind of in the minority. I would rather take the heat.
Yeah,
me
too.
Because at least you can cool down. It's almost harder to heat up.
Yeah, I will agree with you, Jeff. I do agree with you. I mean, I don't mind the heat, but when you get the oppressive humidity that we're getting, that's a little bit on the tough side, Tom.
But, well, the humidity, yeah. Okay, now I add another poll question. Would you take the heat and humidity or the cold and the dry?
Cold and the dry.
Cold and dry for me. Yeah, I hate the humidity.
Oh, wow. Okay, you guys that don't have nosebleed problems then, because I have it.
I just stay inside, Jeffrey. It's easier. Just stay in. If you don't go outside, you don't have to worry.
Okay, I'll agree with that.
Unless the furnace goes out, you know, then you
gotta... That's true.
Well, anyway, there we go. So, Jeff, we appreciate your
thank you
joining us.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
I mean, these conversations are always fun to have, and, you know, I hope they're informative. You know, I try to cover what I can in, you know, 5 to 10 minutes.
Well,
no, you're awesome. Thank you. We really appreciate it. You did a great job.
Yeah, and when the heat continues in August, we're going to get him back again, Rose.
That's right. We'll have you back on. Jeffrey Nordine, AccuWeather meteorologist, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And you and I, of course, will chat as we always do during the week. And we'll have you back in a month and we'll talk more about the heat of August. Thanks again.
All right. Sounds good. And always what I can do, you can always ask me, Rose, feel free. And you guys too, if you ever want to email, if you need like some, you know, graphics or something, you know, we can send something over to you and, you know, work that out. I know Rose has access to them. So, if you want to see what I'm looking at while I'm talking to you, you know, she can get those or I can send them to her.
How nice.
Okay,
how nice.
You're speaking to the weather geeks in us. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care, you guys.